Cursed is the man whose heart turns away from the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is the story of Dives and Lazarus. Dives and Lazarus is the parable which Jesus gives us today. Dives, we call him Dives as though it were his real name, because in Latin that's the word they use to describe him. Dives means rich man. Rich man. And so that's who he is. He's this rich man. And what our Lord really wants us to pay attention to today is that God places people in our path for a reason. Why? Because every person that is placed within our path, no matter who they are, is meant for us to somehow, through them, come to know, love, and serve God better in this life. There's not a single person that you will encounter in your life that is not put there divinely by God in order to know him better, in order to serve him better, in order to love God better. And that's an important teaching for us. Each day at the doorstep of this rich man, Dives, was Lazarus, begging each and every day. And all the rich man cared about was, it says here, dining sumptuously, wearing the finest vestments. But at his doorstep, each day he passed by somebody who was necessary for him to know, love, and serve God better. But he passed him by each and every day. And so what our Lord wants us to do is warning us, hey, look, cursed is the one whose heart turns away from the Lord. What that means is that the one who refuses the unexpected ways that God wants to get into our lives, cursed is that person. And he wants to get into our lives through the people he puts in our paths. So today we got to examine ourselves, especially today. Who is it that we're encountering? Because every single person that we do is meant by God for us to know, love, and serve him in this life better. Example and story. Last night, Pauline already knows this, I got a call at 1 a.m. in the morning about some crazy talk of something that was going on. Somebody who was in distress, but there's nothing I could do to actually help them. So what I could have done was just hang up the phone because it was a crazy call. But I didn't. I didn't. Because I knew that person was in need, in hurt, in distress, in difficulty. And so I stayed on the line for quite a long time trying to some way bring consolation to them. Because I also know that Jesus is somehow on the other line. Jesus is somehow waiting there. Jesus is somehow in that person who called me in the middle of the night with the craziest situation that I have ever received a call in the middle of the night for. Jesus was trying to get through. And that's our example for us, to do the same. St. Charles Foucauld, the great saint, had this to say. Rather, he's a blessed, he's not yet canonized. He said, let us concern ourselves with those who lack everything, those of whom no one thinks. Let us be the friends of those who have no friends. That's the one who is Lazarus in our lives. And the choice is before us. Do we want to be like Dives, who misses out on the glories of heaven? Or do we want to be like Lazarus, who is with Abraham and all the saints in heaven? The difference is whether or not we're going to recognize God when we see him, in those whom he places in our paths, to know him, to love him, and to serve him better, that we may be with him forever in the next life. Happy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.